Before the church introduced the consolidated meeting schedule, we used to have an hour or so between priesthood meeting and Sunday school. Our home was only about 5 minutes away, but I remember thinking that it would be easier to stay at the meeting house so I wouldn't have to deal with the children. One time I did stay, and all the men were just standing around having gospel discussions while our wives were struggling to get the families ready for Sunday school. I realized that I was wrong, and that I had to go back and help Sandra with our 9 active children because the real church work was at home. It took many years for me to internalize this concept, but I was educated in the role of the home through my service as a regional representative. As I sat at the feet of the general authorities and traveled with them to conferences, I could see what they were teaching, and it gradually began to seep into me. For instance, on one occasion, Elder A. Theodore Tuttle was training the regional representatives in the state of Utah. He asked us to encourage the state presidents to begin and end their meetings on time. Then he said something like this: "It could be that one of those high counselors has a date at 9 o'clock to take his wife out for a malt, and nothing they could talk about in that meeting is as sacred as that." He became very emotional as he said this to us. It was a powerful teaching moment that I have never forgotten. When I watch my daughter play basketball or go skiing with my son, I'm doing church work. I've sometimes missed weekday ward and stake meetings to do that kind of church work. That doesn't mean we shouldn't spend a lot of time in ward and stake callings. I believe we should spend a good part of our lives on the scaffolding, helping other people and modeling to our own children the importance of being dynamically involved in building the kingdom of God. But our highest callings are in the family, not in the ward or stake. When we say that church work is primarily family work, we should think not only in terms of our immediate families, but also in terms of the intergenerational family. For instance, one way to ensure that our families are contributing to the mission of the church is to establish missionary projects, welfare projects, perpetual education fund projects, and family history and temple projects within the extended family. By this means, the powerful modeling of the church and its programs can penetrate and strengthen the eternal family organization, and we can work together to accomplish the Lord's purposes.